Okay, I'm here with Jeremy Wallace.
Is that right?
Hey, how you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing good because I just had, I'm good enough to eat. You're good enough to eat. You have a lot of restaurants. You're a real restaurateur. What was your first restaurant?
My first restaurant was Firehouse, which was 85th and Columbus, which is now Zen Taco. I had it for about 28 years. And then the time came where it was time to flip it to a new concept in Zen Taco. Asian and Latin tacos, bowls, etc.
How have you maintained in this business for all these years?
I'm crazy.
And you look 20 years old.
Yeah. Thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm crazy and I have a passion for the business. And I've been lucky to be surrounded by good people like this guy here, that guy over there, the woman, you know. And I have a real strong, incredible family.
Well, you know, that. So now I know why you're in business all these years. The first thing out of your mouth.
I'm not smart enough to do anything else.
Yeah, but you're smart enough to appreciate who's helping you. And without good help in this industry, you might as well close up day one.
Without a doubt. Really, it's like one of the most difficult parts of it.
Good Enough to Eat, though, I guess was owned by other people. You took it over?
Yeah, Good Enough to Eat's been around for about 38 years. And Good Enough to Eat's as strong as it's ever been, getting stronger. We do different things with it all the time. We have really good people running it, working for the team, and we always try to be creative with it.
Are you mainly in the New York area?
I live in New York, but I do travel to D.C. and Carolina.
Well, do you have other restaurants, other places?
Yeah, in D.C. and Carolina.
What's down in D.C.?
D.C. and Carolina, I have Fuel Pizza and Zen Taco there also, in both of those markets.
Fantastic. So what's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
What's what?
Good news. What would be good news?
Good news is my kids are healthy, happy, playing sports, athletes. One's in college, one's in high school. My wife's amazing. And business is as tough as it's ever been, but we're alive and very lucky people.
I'm gonna ask you one last question, because I can see you're a thinking and a family guy. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, September 21st. So I've asked many, thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? If you could say your name again, what does peace mean to you?
Jeremy Vallatis. Peace means where the earth can be a place where everybody can have a really good life like I've been fortunate enough to have.
Love it. Thanks so much, brother.
Thank you.